the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
Now, in this edition, we focus on child detention with my guests Yvonne Orsoco and Mandy Manning. You may remember Mandy, the 2018 National Teacher of the Year, and Yvonne is the New Mexico 2018 Teacher of the Year. What they share in common is the work they are doing for Teachers Against Child Detention, which is an organization that they both founded. Hello, Mandy, and hello, Yvonne. Let's just jump right in. More than 10,000 innocent immigrant children are being detained by the U.S. government. Has there been any progress in helping these children unite with their families? I have read news that many children have been lost, and even more about Education Secretary DeVos helping persons adopt some of these children. Can you talk to us about this? Well, it was just at about this point in the recording that I lost my guests. I lost Yvonne and I lost Mandy. And so I stopped and I called them back, and I'll play that recording for you now.
Yeah. Is that okay with you, Athena?
Yes, we're talking about Teachers Against Child Detention, when they were at the when they were taking action and protesting at the border on President's Day. Okay, Yvonne.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, this is Yvonne, and I think the day was so inspiring because what teachers do best is teach, and that's exactly what they were there to do. They were there to speak from their hearts and share their own personal connections to immigration, or to share the stories of their students who have connections to immigration. And so it was really, really beautiful and inspiring. We felt so welcomed by all of our partners in El Paso. I thought it was very appropriate for us to be right there with the community who has been fighting this from the beginning. And so it was really an outstanding day. I have shared a couple of the highlights, a couple of the lessons that are available on YouTube. I shared them with my students in my classroom, and they were just very engaged, and they loved the work that we are doing, just like we did. So it was really an incredible day.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. We're recording this show, and I want my listeners to know that. And when we started, we had a drop off and we lost it. So I'm going to go back and recap, and you know, with an introduction, and to be sure that we get this, that you know what we're talking about here on Education Now. Here, this is our February show. This is our February 2019 edition of Education Now, and I am your host, Athena Melville. In this edition, we're focusing on child detention with my guests, Yvonne Orsoco and Mandy Manning. You remember Mandy because she was the 2018 National Teacher of the Year, and Yvonne is the New Mexico 2018 Teacher of the Year. And what they share in common is that they both are doing work for Teachers Against Child Detention, which they both founded. And I'm murdering Yvonne's last name. So maybe you could say your last name for our listeners, Yvonne. Yvonne? Hello, Yvonne. Are you there?
Oh, yep. Sorry. Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Athena. My name is Yvonne Orozco, and like you just mentioned, I'm the 2018 State Teacher of the Year from New Mexico.
That's right. That's right. She is. And we'll get started. We talked a little bit about the tragedy, and I'm just going to let Yvonne and Mandy tell you what's been happening so far and why they felt that it was important to become active and to start this organization.
Well, as educators, we welcome every single child into our classroom. We want all of the children in our communities to be in our classroom. We believe in their potential, and we want to help them believe in themselves so that they can become, productive adults who are happy and thriving in life. And so we are also mandatory reporters of suspected child abuse and what's happening to immigrant children at our border simply because they were born outside of the United States. We're incarcerating them. We're putting them in child prisons. We are not treating them humanely. We are not providing them with quality education, and so many other things are not being met. So this is clearly a case of abuse. And so it is our responsibility as educators who believe in all children and we want these children in our classrooms to speak out against this and to demand that our government really change their policies, free these children, allow them to be with their families, not separate them. And then keep them as they're seeking asylum, as they're being processed, keep them in the least restrictive environment and for no more than 20 days, according to the Flores Agreement. So this was something that, as educators, we just can't stand silently by. We teach all kids, and these kids deserve to be in our classrooms. And frankly, we deserve to have them in our classrooms because we know that the beauty they're bringing to our nation.
That's right. Now, was that you, Mandy?
Yes.
Okay.
That was Mandy.
Thank you, Mandy. I just wanted to be sure that I was hearing properly. Okay. Well, now, I don't know. Did we feel about how the general public could help? How could they?
Yes.
Okay. Did we talk about that?
Yes, we did. We talked about contacting legislators. We talked about, just to recap, we talked about contacting legislators. We talked about educating yourself and then educating others, making sure that you're reading and looking at reliable sources that have been, fact-checked and all of that. And then also Yvonne brought up the very important point of reaching out to those organizations who have already been doing this work, because there are so many organizations and they can help to guide you. You can offer to help them in their endeavors and you can learn a lot, right. And then just work to make a difference.
Right. That's right. And yes, I mentioned Occupy Ukiah at that point. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think if I didn't get the first part of the recording, listeners, I wanted to do a good recap there for you. So now, Yvonne, do you feel like the establishment for for-profit charter schools in public education is a positive or destructive force in public education? I specifically wanted to ask you that because I know that you immigrated to this country from Mexico and you went to public school here. And I know that our a lot of the charter schools that want to start up, especially here in California, are in areas where there is a heavy Latino and Hispanic populations. So, do you feel that it's a positive or a destructive force in public education today?
Thank you, Athena. Yeah, this is Yvonne. I think any time that we start speaking about education being for profit, there's an issue with that, right? Education should be public. It should be free. It should serve all people who live in that district, and that's really the only way to do it, right? So Teachers Against Child Detention is asking for us to be able to serve the students in our public school districts. And so I think it becomes really tricky when we start talking about for-profit, because I don't think anything good can come from people profiting from education, which is a basic human right that we have to provide all people who are living in the United States.
Yes, I so much agree with you, and it's just nice to hear it from you. And I just hope that this information is getting to the population of parents and teachers who are going to be in those areas, because I know that a lot of these for-profit charter schools that they want to start are not, they're not using teachers who've been through the system of getting your teaching credential in California, kind of thing, you know, or some other accredited institution that, you know, is highly regarded, like so many of our establishments are, but they go through this process called something like a Teach for America, and that's supposed to, by doing this, by facilitating in these situations, they, you know, they can work on getting their, you know, credential, and I, you know, it's kind of like a by doing. But I don't think that you want to have a teacher that's being mentored in that position. I think you want a mentor teacher in that position, you know, which is why I don't support it. And so that's how I feel. Well, Mandy, how about the poor persons of color and children of immigrants or migrants? Do you feel that ICE is interfering with the lives of these families? I know you posted, I saw a link about that ICE appears to be using the Department of Motor Vehicle database to target immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do know that immigration enforcement, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is what I stand for. We do know that they use a lot of different means through which to track and target and cap what they would consider capture immigrants here in the United States. I mean, we've heard stories here in my area. We've had ICE agents go on to buses. We have in other areas of the state those are like Greyhound buses, and go through and demand papers and things like that of individuals. We've had ICE agents attempt to board school buses, not here in Spokane, but in other areas of the state. And we've also had, just different things like that where they monitor the school, the surrounding area of the school and those kinds of things to try and, locate and then detain immigrant families. And the thing is that all of these things, I don't believe that these things that are happening are new. I think that these are things that have been happening for years and years. The difference right now is the level of fear. So it really is disruptive to our kids who are here seeking a better life, seeking to study and learn and be productive members of our communities. Because they are in constant fear that they're going to be detained. And we've also heard stories of people being detained who are documented. And so, like, who are here and have, you know, gone, whatever, they have the papers to show that they can be here. It's really traumatic for the families. We have whole communities where something will happen and all of a sudden the kids don't show up for 3 weeks because they're afraid. If that's not disruptive, then I don't know what it is. But really, I would really love to hear Yvonne Yvonne's response to this question.
Okay, Yvonne?
I mean, I think any time that fundamental rights are being taken away, such as the right to education or the right to feeling safe, then families are experiencing trauma and they're experiencing abuse. And I think especially children, are really living in this fear. And I've seen that a lot with my students. I've heard stories of younger students just really being confused and not understanding what is happening. And these are students that are already in classrooms. So I can only imagine for the more than 10,000 children who are being detained in child prison camps, what that looks like and that level of trauma. And so we cannot minimize the fact that families are being affected every single day. And so that's the reason that we're very passionate about this work.
Yeah. I'm so glad. I mean, it breaks my heart that it's happening. It just breaks my heart. And to know that there are people taking action, it just really, it gives me hope. It keeps me going. And it's very difficult to listen to the news when my grandson is about. And I just don't, I can't thank you both enough for doing this work. I just think it's so important. And I believe that teachers are the perfect voices for this action. And child growth and development experts, of course, it's very difficult to get a child growth and development expert, any press. You don't hear them on NPR. You don't hear them on PBS. You don't hear them in the major newspapers. You don't even read about what they're saying about what we're doing. Once in a while, a piece will come out that talks about what we're losing by not having the arts in education. And you think, yeah, we're losing so much by not having the arts, but there's fear that all this fear with all of these children being detained and all these guns and all this violence, that's really where the focus is. And so the schools and what we've lost, because we knew how to do this. We knew how to do this before Reagan came into office. And I'm sorry to harp on this, but if we could just all look at history and with reliable sources, then we would know that we know how to do this. We would trust our teachers. We would empower our unions, and we would value our children. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there's my diatribe. So, it was a big news story, so big that it overshadowed the fact that the federal government has lost over 1,000 migrant children. Mm-hmm. And some people are saying, that there's even more that they've lost. But now I've heard that they've lost they're being adopted out by families. I think we talked a little bit about this before the recording stopped, and so I want to be sure we cover that again. But because I've read that Betsy DeVos, who's this big charter school proponent, that she's been arranging for the adoption of migrant children and children that are, are part of the tribes, and that I can't believe that this is going on under our watch. And I was wondering if the ACLU was involved at all. Do you know?
Well, I think that the ACLU is always examining all of the issues related to immigration and child separation and child detention. So hopefully they're on top of all of this. But I just want to just for, you know, just for making sure that we're putting, the honest and true information out there, is that I think sometimes we recreate connections, but I think the connection with DeVos is that she has some sort of a connection to the organization that has been named in the adoptions. And there's so much happening that it's hard for us to follow every single moment and every element, because it's everything is happening so fast and in such abundance that it's hard to track, what's really happening.
Right.
And I think that the general public is not necessarily getting all of the information. We're getting piecemeal information, partly because most of these detention centers people have had limited access. And so we don't know exactly what's happening. When you look at, there have been several articles. There was the article about the adoptions. There's been articles about immigrant parents who might lose their children to these families who have adopted their children. I mean, there's been several articles. But I think that all goes along with child separation. We should never be separating a child from their family. And so that's what Teachers Against Child Detention is actively working towards, is the end of child separation from their families, the end of child detention, and the guarantee that we're going to treat all humans with dignity and respect, and that we're going to, welcome these asylum seekers into our nation, so that they can have beautiful lives, and that to recognize the benefit that we gain from having these diverse humans in our communities.
Yeah, that's a wonderful goal, and so I hear what you're saying, that a lot of these articles are not well vetted. They seem a bit sensational, and so I will be more circumspect when I make my pronouncements. However, I do have a lot of information on DeVos and her history, and so I suppose that I know that she was appointed by President Trump, and that her brother Eric Prince is a dark water, what's the name of it? It's the group that George Bush and company used to do these attacks during the war, and they weren't okay by Congress.
Well, I think it's important in this conversation, though, that we focus on what's happening at our borders and to these children. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important too, and I'm sorry that I strayed off topic there.
Sorry.
But
it's easy to do. There's so much happening. Yes.
And, mm-hmm. and things that she wants to do, things that she supports, like testing. That's another thing that I think is really there's a lot of prejudice against children of color, people who are poor, and people who are migrants with the testing. Mm-hmm. And it's not individualized, and so to me it's all a part of it. Well, is there plans, you have plans in the future for actions that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, we're actually talking about that this week. We're going to talk about next steps for Teachers Against Child Detention, because our commitment is to continue to advocate and to fight until all of our immigrant kids are released from jail. And so we are going to be making plans. We're we have many ideas. And so me personally, I would love to see us be able to empower each state to have their own arm of Teachers Against Child Detention so that they can mobilize and do actions within their own states. This is particularly important for those states that have detention centers, and there are several states, mostly along the coast and down across the southern border of the United States. So we're hopeful that we can spread this and that we can continue this work. And then, of course, the lessons are still out there so that you can watch on YouTube the entire day of lessons. We're also compiling more lessons that people can then, you know, use in their own classrooms. So we have a lot of ideas about what's going to happen, but our commitment is for sure that we won't stop until child detention ends.
So I'm going to put the YouTube links in the promotion, but for our listeners, can you just go to YouTube and you would ask for what?
Let me just, I can look. Yvonne, did you, while I look for the link, the specific link, Yvonne, do you want to add anything about?
Oh, you don't have to give me the specific link. Just tell me the name. You know, is it under?
It's Teaching for Freedom, Teachers Against Child Detention.
Teachers for Freedom?
Teach In for Freedom.
Teach, okay.
Teach In for Freedom.
Teach In for Freedom.
And then : Teachers Against Child Detention.
Okay.
But Yvonne, I'd love for you to talk about what you envision and what you think about next steps for Teachers Against Child Detention.
Yeah, thank you, Mandy. You know, I think for us, the teaching in El Paso was such a big event, and it took a lot of organizing, and it took a lot of working with partners and making sure that we were bringing lots and lots of voices to the table. And I feel very proud that our event was so, so successful. And at the same time, like you just said, it's only the beginning, right? So we are going to keep on working and advocating, and I cannot wait to recap with the team. To see where we are going, but I know that there will be future actions, and I look forward to continuing this work.
Great.
Yeah.
And so
can I just add one more thing? And I also I'm really looking forward to continuing to work in solidarity with our partners, because I know our partners who've been working on this a lot longer, like United We Dream, Hope Border Institute, Las Americas. I think that I'm excited to hear their feedback and to talk about what they also envision, because this is a true partnership. This is something that we're going to be doing together. And so I know that we'll continue with those relationships as well.
All right. Well, that sounds great to me. It was well attended. Your event, your action, right, was well attended.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We had, you know, people came and went throughout the day, because it was quite a long day. But overall, we had hundreds of people there. So yes.
Okay, that's just wonderful. I love seeing the pictures and everything. Okay, well, unless there's anything else either of you would like to add. Is there anything either of you would like to add?
Yeah, this is Yvonne. Athena, I just want to thank you for giving us this platform to talk about the movement and to talk about this work. And so thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you.
My time is to be spent supporting public education and children in any way I possibly can. So you know that.
And if I could, thank you so much, Athena. And if I could just add that we are asking three things, Teachers Against Child Detention. We're asking, number one, that children never be separated from their families, that two, they be held in the least restrictive settings possible and not in large institutional facilities like Tornillo or Homestead, and three, that they be released to their sponsors and their families within 20 days as required by the Flores Agreement. And I just want to repeat our three statements: that all children deserve to be in school, all children have endless potential and deserve to reach that potential, and all children deserve to be free. And I'm hopeful that educators across the nation will continue to speak up, that they'll join us, and that we will be able to make some positive movement for our children.
Oh, that's that sounds wonderful. That's just, I just love your goals. It's inspiring. It's just very inspiring. Now, do either of you want to leave any contact information? Or, you know, people can always leave comments on the Education Now Facebook page. You can find Education Now on Facebook. And if you go there after we post the show, you're welcome to leave comments for me or for Yvonne or for Mandy. But you can also, there is also a page on Facebook Teachers Against Child, pardon?
Yes, Teachers Against Child Detention. Yes.
Yes, they have a Facebook page, so you can go to the Teachers Against Child Detention Facebook page and connect that way as well. So, but do you either of you want to leave a contact information beyond that?
No, I think the best way to reach us, particularly about this topic, is through the Facebook page.
Okay, that's great. Well, I thank you both so much for your time. This is Education Now. And we are a production of the Hermeneutic Institute for Holistic Health and Education, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Education Now is a proud supporter of the American Montessori Society, and its website, www.amshq.org. I am sending cosmic love to you all, and I want to leave you with the words that I do every time I end a show, which are the words of Maria Montessori, follow the child. So there you are. Thank you so much, Yvonne, and thank you so much, Mandy, for your time.
Yes, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to this 2000, we're just going to have to cut that off for sure, that's for sure, because that doesn't belong there, so I'll start again. Welcome to this February 2019 edition of Education.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know.